places like Stevenage and the High Street, how can that be rejuvenated in the current state of affairs? And with what money, where would that come from?
Well, look, you need an economy that's working for people. And one of the things that the work programme failure today shows is that we've got an economy that's not working and a government that isn't showing its responsibilities, a government that is not getting people back into work, that is not helping people. And frankly, I think that what Stevenage needs is a Labour government that will be running our economy differently, that will be putting jobs and growth at the forefront of what our economy needs, not just because it's right for people, but it's the best way of getting down the deficit as well. And I'm afraid we've got a government that isn't doing that, and it's the people of Stevenage and elsewhere who are paying the price of their failure.
Do you think the people of Stevenage are ready to vote Labour again after what we saw last time round?
I think we are rebuilding trust across the country and rebuilding trust here in Stevenage. And I think Labour's One Nation message, which is about how we can help everybody in this country to play their part in the future of Britain, but also we demand responsibility from all. I think it's a message that is getting through to people. But I know we've got a long way to go. That's why I'm sure I'll be back to Stevenage a lot between now and the next election.
And lastly, you're talking about sort of tax injustices. You're here in Hertfordshire. So is this the kind of area where the people that you're talking about are living, these 8,000 people, are a lot of them from here, do you feel?
Well, I actually feel that the vast majority of people in this area are people who are working hard, who are playing by the rules and aren't being rewarded. They're not the high rollers earning over £1 million. They're people who are really struggling and people right quite high up the income scale who are struggling. And they're saying, well, hang on a minute, you know, surely it should be us that are getting, if there's money to be given out in tax cuts, surely it should be us that should be helped, not the very, very top of the tree who've actually done very, very well over the last decade. And I'm afraid that is the sign of the government's wrong priorities and the fact they stand up for the wrong people. And you need a One Nation Labour Party that will stand up for the right people, including the people of this area.